Judge extends order blocking Wesson's LA Council service. Los Angeles A judge issued a preliminary injunction August 22 that continues to bar Herb Wesson from performing any official Los Angeles City Council duties in place of suspended Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Mitchell L. Beckloff had issued a tentative ruling on August 17 stating that he was inclined to issue the injunction, but after hearing arguments the same day he took the matter under submission before issuing a 10-page ruling Monday. A non-jury trial of the case remains scheduled for October 19. The Southern Christian Leadership Conference of Southern California has challenged the legality of Wesson's appointment as a temporary replacement for Ridley Thomas, saying he is termed out due to his previous time on the council. Wesson represented the 10th District from 2005 through 2020, serving as council president from 2012 to 2020. The group also challenged the legality of the council's suspension of Ridley Thomas, but the judge said he concluded the council did have such authority. The conference's attorney John Sweeney said outside the courtroom after Wednesday that the right of 10th District residents to have a say in who represents them overrides concerns about a temporary lapse in having someone fill the seat, and that decisions Wesson may make in the interim could affect the district indefinitely. Ridley Thomas, a former executive director of the conference, was suspended from the council last October, following his federal indictment on corruption charges. The motion to appoint Wesson as a temporary replacement was unanimously approved by the council on February 22. Wesson is supposed to hold the position through December 31 unless Ridley Thomas is acquitted or the charges against him are dropped. Deputy City Attorney Jonathan Eisenman argued the appointment does not run afoul of term limit rules because Wesson would serve less than half of the remainder of Ridley Thomas's term. In February, a different judge, Mary H. Strobel, issued a temporary restraining order barring Wesson from serving on the council. But she later vacated that order and declined to issue a preliminary injunction, saying that procedurally, the conference needed to obtain permission from the State Attorney General's office to proceed with its legal challenge. As a result, Wesson began serving on the council in mid-March. In June, however, the Attorney General's office cleared the way for the conference to proceed with its challenge, opining that there were legitimate questions about whether Wesson's appointment was legal. Last month, Strobel issued another temporary restraining order, barring Wesson from performing any council duties, although not specifically removing him from the office. Earlier this month, Strobel recused herself from the case, saying she worked on a city commission in 1999 that recommended changes to the city charter, changes that are being referenced in the city's opposition to the conference's challenge to Wesson's appointment. That led to the case being transferred to Beckloff, who held his first hearing on the matter Wednesday. Ridley Thomas and Marilyn Flynn, former dean of the University of Southern California School of Social Work, are charged in a 20-count indictment alleging a secret deal in which Ridley Thomas, when he was a member of the County Board of Supervisors, agreed to steer county money to the university in return for admitting his son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas, into graduate school with a full tuition scholarship and a paid professorship. Flynn allegedly arranged to funnel a $100,000 donation from Ridley Thomas's campaign funds through the university to a nonprofit to be operated by his son, a former assemblyman. The donation prompted an investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles that remains open, prosecutors said. In exchange, the indictment contends, Ridley Thomas supported county contracts involving the School of Social Work, including lucrative deals to provide services to the County Department of Children and Family Services and Probation Department, as well as an amendment to a contract with the Department of Mental Health that would bring the school millions of dollars in new revenue. Both defendants have strongly denied any wrongdoing and promised that evidence will clear their names.